Breach of contract. When a party to a contract fails to perform under the contract, they are in default. Failure to perform is also commonly referred to as a breach of contract. When a party is in default or breach, the other party is known as the injured party. In responding to the default, the injured party has a number of options available to him or her. The options are somewhat different depending on whether the buyer or the seller is in default. Buyer default. In the event of default by the buyer, the seller has several options, which include liquidated damages. The seller can choose to accept the buyer's earnest money as liquidated damages, releasing all parties from any further obligation under the contract. Monetary damages. In addition to specific performance, the injured party may seek such other relief as may be provided by law. This would be an award of monetary damages by the court. Because monetary damages are awarded by the court, one never knows what they will be until the court rules. Specific performance. The injured party files a court action seeking an order of the court directing the defaulting party to perform according to the terms of the contract. This is the only remedy that would possibly result in the full execution, closing, of the transaction. The primary difference between monetary and liquidated damages is that monetary damages are awarded by the court, and liquidated damages are stipulated in the contract.